Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Jimmy Dean has recalled nearly 30,000 pounds of their frozen ready-to-eat sausage links because they may contain pieces of metal. The recall applies to 23.4-ounce packages of Jimmy Dean heat-and-serve sausage links made with pork and turkey and have a use-by date of January 31st, 2019. And Kathy Lee Gifford announced on Tuesday that she's leaving the Today Show, although she will stay on board until April 7th, 2019. Gifford said, "I leave today with a grateful heart, but I'm truly excited for this new creative season in my life. Many thanks to all the wonderful people who made the years fly by." And Meghan Markle made a surprise appearance on Monday night at the British Fashion Council's 2018 Fashion Awards. The Duchess of Sussex stunned in a black velvet one-shoulder gown by Givenchy, while clutching her new favorite accessory, her baby bump. And finally, watch as this UPS delivery man in Chicago is just casually waiting to deliver a package when all of a sudden a friendly squirrel jumps on him. I would have run for the hills, but he doesn't even flinch and totally just laughs it off, even when the squirrel gets up on his head. That was nuts. All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange now for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, there's a new record for the most streamed song.
That's right, Kristen. According to Universal Music Group, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody is the most streamed classic rock song of all time. It's now been streamed more than 1.6 billion times globally, boosted, of course, by the release of the Freddie Mercury biopic last month. And bad news for pet owners, Delta banning all emotional support animals on flights longer than 8 hours, along with all service and support animals under 4 months old on flights. No puppies, no kitties. The policy goes into effect on December 18th. Delta said it amended its policy after several incidents involving service and support animals over the last 2 years. And Panera wants to give you free bagels for the rest of the year. If you sign up for My Panera Rewards program, you can get one free bagel per day with no purchase required.
Sounds like a deal. So what's the catch?
Only new members are eligible, and the deal doesn't apply to online orders.
Good to know. Thanks, Jerry. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, tell me I'm wrong. Is New York losing its edge?
You know, Kristen, usually we like to be number one at everything, but maybe not so much with this survey. So financial website called WalletHub compared the sinfulness of 182 U.S. cities. Overall, New York City was the third most sinful behind LA and Sin City itself, Las Vegas. And to determine the rank, WalletHub looked at 37 stats across the deadly sins, including violent crime, theft, bullying, marijuana use. You guys would do okay over with that one.
Oh yeah, we'd be at the top of the list.
Coffee drinking, gambling, pornography. Anyway, but you know, in New York, hey, listen, we're very proud we had record low murders last year. So New York fell to 34 in anger and hatred. New York City ranked number two, though, in vanity, number three in lust, both of which LA took top honors. So what do you think about that?
Hey, we're in good company.
And despite those, New York City didn't even rank in the top 100 for greed, excess, or jealousy. Wow. And for those wondering, the least sinful city in the U.S., South Burlington, Vermont, I will tell you, I heard that you live by Mae West's motto. Kristen, when you're good, you're very good. When you're bad, you're even better.
Oh, I don't know who you've been listening to, Rosanna. All right, so it's almost the new year, Rosanna. Now we all have a chance to ring in the new year from Times Square, kind of.
You know, this is a kind of fun story because we all have New Year's resolutions. Yeah. Some people like to write them down. You can actually have your message float down on confetti in Times Square New Year's Eve. You can go to Times Square, Broadway between 46th and 47th Street. They have like this big board up, and you can write anything you want on Post-its, and it's gonna come down on New Year's Eve. Now, if you can't make it to Times Square, you can actually post your message on Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag ConfettiWish, so it could be printed before the ball drops. Now, just so you know, mine would be for like maybe losing 5 pounds, being nicer to people. But for you, Kristen,
yes.
I wish you lots of laughter and happiness and, of course, health in the new year. In a New York Minute.
Thank you so much. And right back at you, Rosanna. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. All right, listen to this one. A shortage of a vaccine used to treat shingles is challenging doctors and patients. U.S. pharmacies can't get new shipments of Shingrix fast enough, according to the Washington Post. It protects against shingles, which affects about 1 million adults a year. Symptoms include a rash as well as nerve pain that can last for months or even years. Shingrix hit the market about a year ago. It's advertised as being about 90% effective, a big improvement over an older vaccine. It also takes anywhere from 6 to 9 months to produce a new batch, and each patient needs 2 injections. Federal officials recommended the shot for adults 50 and over. That's 10 years earlier than the previous vaccine. Some patients have been given wait times of up to 12 months. One woman tweeted, "All I want for Christmas is for my pharmacy to get some Shingrix." Pharmacists blame the manufacturer, GlaxoSmithKline. The company says manufacturing is at capacity and the shortage will continue through next year. Let's go to our friend Headcrack now at Dish Nation. He has the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, I hear one celeb likes to live within her means.
That's right, Kristen. Lisa Vanderpump might be one of the richest women on Bravo, but wait until you find out how she pays for things. Now, call it old-fashioned, but Lisa doesn't own a credit card. She says she only has a debit card, so the money comes right out of her account. And the reason why she doesn't have a credit card is simple. She says she'll forget to pay the bill and doesn't want her husband to see what she's spending. But wait a minute. I thought Portia was the richest on Bravo. We all have a piece of clothing that we hold on to from our younger days that we hope to fit back into one day. Well, Joy Sparks knows the key to having a perfect closet happens one step at a time. She has had the same pair of Converse sneakers since the 8th grade, and she still wears them. And that's what's up, though. The only thing I can still wear from the 8th grade is this hat that I have on. And finally, there's a new holiday trend, paying off Walmart layaways for customers. Now, last week, Tyler Perry paid off over $400,000 worth of layaway items at 2 Walmarts. Now, that inspired Kid Rock to pay off $81,000 in layaways at a Walmart in Nashville. An anonymous person in Pennsylvania paid off another $30,000 in layaways as well. This is so dope. Well, just to put it out there, I got a TV on hold. Somebody want to scoop it up. It's a big back, though, but it's mine. Or could be. Anyway, on that note, I'm headed to Walmart, and that's today's Dish. Until next time.
I love these stories. They help you remember the real meaning of Christmas. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, make sure you watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. One company wants to raise the Titanic in virtual reality. Vintage Digital Revival will recreate the doomed luxury liner for an upcoming video game called Titanic Honor and Glory. Players will interact with real people from the voyage as they control a fictional passenger trying to solve a murder mystery on board. The company released a demo taking users through the areas of the ship they finished. It's an exact recreation of the real thing, down to the silverware on the tables. But it wasn't easy. The team had to research every known detail about the Titanic, as well as others from the period with the same owner and manufacturer. They also worked with historians and descendants of Titanic survivors. The company wants it to be the ultimate immersive gaming experience. Their creative director said, "We wanted people to feel what it was like to actually walk through the corridors and then experience the voyage." The game's creators think it could even be used as an educational tool. And still ahead, the most powerful women in entertainment. And there's a new tool to help you decorate the perfect Christmas tree. As 2018 comes to a close, more and more year-end lists are being released. From Billboard naming Ariana Grande's Sweetener the best album, to Time naming Jamal Khashoggi and the Guardians of Truth the person of the year. With more, we're joined by New York City radio host Mike Adam. So Mike, Forbes has released their annual list of the 100 most powerful women in the world, and 2 artists are leaving their mark.
Absolutely. So everybody's on this list, from like Oprah to Queen Elizabeth. But when it comes to musical acts, there's only 2 on there, and those 2 artists would be Beyoncé at number 50 and Taylor Swift at number 68. Beyoncé, she lands on the list thanks to the success of her On the Run 2 tour with husband Jay-Z, as well as their joint venture, their streaming service Tidal. And Taylor Swift, she had quite the run with her tour. Her Reputation Stadium tour brought in a whole lot of money, and she recently signed a new record deal, which has went down as one of the biggest record deals of all time. And if you remember, back in November, she kind of flexed her power as well when she encouraged thousands of her fans to go out and vote.
Okay, the Forbes list isn't the only year-ender Taylor found herself on, right?
Nope, she's also on Bloomberg's 50 list. There's only two musical acts on that list as well, and it's Taylor Swift and K-pop sensation BTS. If you don't know who BTS is, chances are you've avoided logging on to any social media platform the past few years. These guys are huge. They actually became the first Korean pop group to hit number one on Billboard's album chart in the U.S., and in the past year, they've doubled the revenue.
Wow, no wonder they made the list. Thanks, Mike. Now let's go to the New York Post, where Heather Hausworth has some front page news. Heather, this story sounds like a parent's worst nightmare.
Many people are outraged in the Big Apple because of a video that was posted on Facebook. A group of New York City police officers are seen ripping a year-old child away from his mother's arms at a Brooklyn food stamp center. The mother was dragged across the room, holding onto her baby, screaming, "You are hurting my child." The mother has been identified as 23-year-old Jasmine Headley. According to the person who posted the video on Facebook, she sat down on the floor because there were no unoccupied chairs. After being confronted by a security guard, someone at the center called the cops. She refused to leave once the police arrived, and now the police are being accused of using excessive force on a civilian.
This video, it's hard to watch. So what is the New York Police Department saying?
The department says that it's investigating the, quote, troubling incident, and some New York City government officials are demanding action. The woman was eventually taken into custody and has been charged with resisting arrest.
We'll have to see how this case develops. Heather, thank you. Moving right along, last year, a record 107 million Americans traveled 50-plus miles for the holidays. With many taking to the skies again, Vulture.com has broken down the in-flight viewing options to enjoy while stuck on the runway or in that middle seat. Of note, most all major airlines are showing summer blockbuster Crazy Rich Asians and awards contender The Wife. Beyond those hits, Vulture says Southwest excels at providing summer movies worth rewatching, like Incredibles 2 and The Meg. United passengers can see quality indies they may have missed, like Black Klansman and the John Cho starrer Searching. And Delta, with its library of 300 films, has something for everyone, from The Dark Knight and Rat Race to Gone with the Wind and The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Such a good movie. It's also the only airline to show the documentary RBG. And for flyers in the holiday spirit, Vulture suggests Alaska or JetBlue, with the former playing The Family Stone and Christmas Vacation, and the latter offering Yuletide hits Love Actually and Home Alone 2, among others. Now, if none of those pique your interest, there's always the option of a neck pillow and a nap. Okay, moving on. Scientific research shows that vibration machines can deliver many of the same benefits as physical activity, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a rock-solid fitness whole-body vibration machine with resistance bands at a special 91% discount. Whole-body vibration exercise works the body from the inside out. Just 10 minutes on this machine is equivalent to 60 minutes of conventional exercise. Gentle vibrations move throughout the entire body, stimulating cellular movement, which increases muscle mass and bone density. It also burns fat and can help you lose weight. Plus, it's proven to reduce back and joint pain as well as fight osteoporosis. The Rock Solid Fitness Whole Body Vibration Machine with resistance bands retails for $1,929. But today you can buy it for just $179. That's a 91% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. You may have thought that your phone was more secure with Touch ID, but think again. An article in the magazine Wired says that a few scam apps have popped up in the App Store, costing money to anyone downloading them. In separate incidents, various apps posing as health assistants request that users use the Touch ID before it shows a calorie tracker or another health feature. But after approving your Touch ID, the app shows a prompt for a purchase, charging between $90 and $120. The apps can also automatically dim the screen, making it hard to even see the prompt, and even if you decline, it asks you to tap to continue. Wired says it's unclear if this scam came from separate developers or one person developing multiple apps. Right now, it only takes seconds to use your Touch ID to unlock your phone, approve a purchase, or authenticate a download. If you want to avoid these types of scams, you might want to get an iPhone X, since they don't even have a home button. All right, you all know them. I'll Be Home for Christmas, Jingle Bells, White Christmas, just a few of our favorite Christmas tunes. But what about Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer? Paige Faley from Fox 46 Charlotte joins us now to explain a real-life encounter that would make anyone say, oh, dear. Hi, Paige.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that's exactly what my co-anchor Jason Harper said when he had his own deer-driving disaster, but in the interest of family-friendly television, sure, we'll go with that language instead, okay? So on his way into work this morning, a young buck apparently jumped right in front of Jason's truck, and, well, let's just say he didn't jump back up afterwards, okay? Now, Jason was okay. His truck, though, took quite a hit. It serves to remind us all, it is deer mating season, so you might want to be on the lookout for bustling bucks as well. Also, it's the Christmas season, and you'd hate to take out a festive favorite, right? Now, when Jason texted me this picture of his deer souvenir, I myself couldn't help but notice as I zoomed in what was playing on the radio, which brought to mind another song for this situation of the season. Kristen, isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Very ironic indeed. Thanks, Paige. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 26 Houston, for the past 5 years, employees at Stewart Title, an insurance company, have partnered with an organization called Child Advocates to build bikes for children in foster care. More than 250 employees came together to build 300 bikes, sparking a bit of friendly competition between teams from different departments. And Stewart Title CEO Matt Morris said it's a great exercise to build camaraderie and help kids in need. And in our final story from Fox 35 Orlando, since 1994, the Ormeyer Foundation has provided an all-expense-paid adventure to the city of Orlando for dozens of children battling cancer. The kids get to raid the aisles of a Toys R Us store for the shopping spree of a lifetime. But with the iconic toy company going out of business this year, the annual event almost didn't happen. Thankfully, a bunch of former Toys R Us employees came together to keep the tradition alive. Toy companies donated thousands of toys for the taking, and each kid got to fill up an entire shopping cart with their loot. And the smiles on the kids' faces says it all. Well, the tree looks nice, but when it comes to decorating, could you use some advice? It's always hard to know just how many decorations you need to create the perfect Christmas tree. Between the baubles, tinsel, lights, and other trinkets that go on your tree, you never know if you're going to have too much or not enough. Well, not anymore. A new online tool called the Christmas Tree Bauble Calculator can tell you exactly how many decorations to use to create the perfect tree. The tool from the UK-based insurance company Admiral uses the size, shape, and decorating preferences to calculate your tree results. Just input a rough estimate of your tree's height and its shape, either full, slim, or pencil, followed by whether your ornaments are small or large. And finally, how full of decoration you want your tree, where you can choose from jam-packed, minimal, or somewhere in between. And there you have it. The Bauble Calculator will give you the exact amount of baubles and lights you need for a picture-perfect Christmas. The last few years have brought a decline in sales for several items like dairy and even certain meats. But the finger gets pointed right at millennials. Well, now the U.S. is seeing a decline in canned tuna. And once again, a report in Fox News says millennials are to blame. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says brands like Starkist, Bumblebee, and Chicken of the Sea account for about 80% of all tuna sales. But these brands have seen a drop in consumption by 42% since the late 80s. The drop has been reportedly blamed on the inability to connect with younger generations who are now seeking less processed meals and snacks. The popular tuna brands have made several attempts to appeal to these generations, such as grab-and-go packets and releasing trendy flavors like sriracha and buffalo style. Although the appeals have helped increase sales a bit, it's unclear if sales of good old classic canned tuna or tuna in general will ever return to what they were. Sorry, millennials. Looks like you're being blamed once again, but we're just the messenger. All right, you may remember this past January, WWE CEO Vince McMahon announced plans to resurrect the XFL, the Extreme Football League that folded after one low-rated season in 2001. At the time, McMahon promised a shorter, more family-friendly game, saying it's professional football reimagined. Now, after months of consideration, details of the return are starting to emerge. At a press conference at MetLife Stadium, XFL Commissioner Oliver Luck unveiled the 8 cities the league will call home. from New York, Houston, and Seattle to defending champs Los Angeles. With city selected, odds makers now rank Tim Tebow, Johnny Manziel, and Colin Kaepernick among the ex-NFL QBs most likely to sign with the new league first. In the meantime, the league's testing format changes to keep games under 3 hours as it eyes a February 8th, 2020 kickoff. Luck believes by launching the week after that year's Super Bowl rather than compete against the NFL, the XFL can complement the offseason. XFL season tickets are available now. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. According to a new report, many popular apps are tracking and selling your location. Plus, make the ultimate playlist with the best songs of 2018. And scientists have an explanation for all those strange messages. Sleep texting is officially a thing. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.